Yeah, but if Professor Paperweight's got a little data, why don't he put it in the paper himself? What's he asking us to do it for?
Fitch, I don't know. Maybe he's my bashful about it.
Give me that slip paper there he left behind, and I'll take it over to the editor when I get over to the post office.
Well, just a second. You keep your shirt on. Before we can give this to the editor, we've got to sort of write it up.
Well, how do you mean?
Didn't you hear what he said? We got to put two things in the paper. About him having a daughter and about the music contest. We got to write up these here notes you give us.
Well, shucks. Seems like here late we're always writing things, Ed. Mm. That dad doing things for the women's club.
Oh, say, yes. I wonder about that. Miss Plum said she wanted it in a couple of days.
Well, she ain't been in for it.
Well, I suppose she'll be dropping in a day or two. So go get that typewriter and we'll get busy on this article for the Gazette.
Do we gotta write it on typewriter?
Certainly we do. Now quit the crabbing and go fetch it. While I get these notes figured out here. Well, let's see. Shakes, the professor, he don't write such a good hand.
Well, here's your dad darn typewriter.
That's right. That's right. Just put it on the counter there and pull up a chair there for yourself. Get right comfortable. Be here for a while. Hey, what you doing there now?
Down about Professor Fisherway having the data.
Well, wait a minute. Let's get this music contest business figured out first.
What's that?
I said wait. Man, the goose, and you're harder to stop than 2-ton truck.
Two what?
Ton. Now, you just pay attention, maybe you'll hear what I say. Yeah, stop it. Time, shine it, stop that typewriting. I said we'll write up this music contest first.
Well, go ahead. I got to get over to the post office.
Yeah, you just never mind about the post office. Just want to go over there and gab. Just hold your horses till I get these notes figured out. There's a big, can't make out the next word.
No, spell it.
F-E-T-E.
Feet. Well, that spells feet.
Yes, I reckon that's what it meant for. Feet. Go ahead and put it down.
How's that?
Put your feet down.
Oh, they are down.
I mean on the typewriter. On the typewriter. Oh, hey, look out. What are you doing now?
I'm putting my feet on the typewriter.
Oh, I mean just right.
Just my right foot?
Not your foot at all. I mean the words, big feet. Write them down. Sonny.
What do you want to... Chucks, why don't you say so in the first place?
Mm. For years, the people of the Foreign Center acutely have felt that in your genius we must...
Hold on. Mm. Don't go so dad darn fast.
Mm. Wait and I'll read it to you again. For years, the...
I got that part of it.
Well, where'd you leave off then?
About the people of Foreign Center wearing felt hats.
Well, I didn't say nothing about people wearing felt hats.
You did.
I did not.
You
didn't at all. I just read what Professor Thistlewaite writ here. There's nothing like that at all.
Well, dagnabbit, what did you say?
I said in your. Now put it down. The people of Corn Center acutely...
The people of Corn Center are cuties. In your hat.
Wait a minute, Dad. That's wrong. It's wrong, I tell you.
Oh, shucks. Write the dad dirt thing yourself. Write it yourself. I ain't going to mess around with it no longer. I'm going on over to the post office.
You're going to sit right there till you get this right. Now go back and read me what you wish. Let's see where we are.
You mean start from the first?
Yes, right from the first. Go ahead, read it.
Professor Silverweight just had a little daughter. Weight 2 tons.
What?
Big feet and 4 ears.
No, what'd you put that down for? What did you...
You told me to.
No, I didn't. It did not. Take that paper out of the typewriter and start over.
Yeah, but shut.
No, never mind. Take it out.
There it shut. I wish you'd make up your mind what you want.
Wait a second. How do you do, Miss Plum?
Yeah, how do you do, Miss Plum?
Mr. Barton, have you heard the news?
Well, you mean about Professor Thistlewaite's having
a... No. About Mr. Hertz from the music contest. He's leaving town right now to go to the city to make all the arrangements.
What was that again, Miss Plum?
He's going to town to make all the arrangements. In connection with the contest, he's going to put on a fiesta. And he's going to have a great...
What day?
Fiesta. And he's going to have...
Fiesta what?
He has to leave town.
What's he have to leave town for?
Oh, I don't think you understand. he's planning to put on a festival, a big music festival. And he's gone to the city to get some real professional talent. He's going to bring back a famous cello player and dance too.
Well, just tell him to come into the store here. Me and Zeb will take him on for a game.
Game? Take who on for a game?
This famous checker player, Dan Seuss.
I bet we can learn him a few tricks he's never seen before.
Oh, he isn't a checker player. Hmm? He's a cello player. Cello. And Dan Seuss is a woman.
A woman?
Yes.
Wait a second, Ted. I commence to get this now. Well, that's why Mr. Hertz had to leave town. He got mixed up with this Ann Sue.
Oh, but you don't
know. Well, by the Danger River. Say, Zeb, he didn't look like that kind of a feller.
Oh, no, Mr. Winterbottom, please let me explain. Ann Sue isn't a person's name. That name's a dancer. She's a dancer.
Oh, a dancer?
Yes. Her name is Juanita. Spanish, you know. She's a dancer.
What say?
Juanita's Spanish.
Oh, I don't blame her. Dad there in bed.
Blame her? Blame her for what?
Because she won't eat her spinach. I don't care so much for it myself.
Well, tell you what you do, Miss Plum. You tell her to slice a hard-boiled egg on it. That makes it real tasty.
Oh, but I didn't say anything about spinach. What? I said Spanish. Spanish. She's a Spanish dancer. You know, she dances with a tambourine and castanets.
Oh, yes. I know what you mean now. Yes, you've got a box of them right here in the pocket. Take them every once in a while.
I think we'd better drop the subject. I'd like to make a few purchases.
Oh, yes, indeed. What'll it be?
Well, first, I want some bird seed.
Bird seed?
Mm-hmm.
Say, land of Goshen is plum. Nobody ever told you the facts of life? Birds don't come from seed.
No, they come from eggs.
Oh, but I mean seed. Seed for my birds to eat.
Oh, yes. Well, we ain't got nothing like that.
Oh, dear. Well, haven't you something I can feed my birds?
What kind of birds you got, Miss Plum?
I have two parakeets.
You got what?
Two parakeets.
By the Ginger River, boys or girls?
I'm talking about parakeets. Parakeets, they're little birds like parrots. And I want something for them to eat.
Oh, parrots. Well, what you want for them is crackers. I'll get you packing.
Well, just send them to my house, will you? I'm on my way to the women's club meeting now.
Say, Miss Plum, what about that article you asked me to write for the women's club?
Oh, dear me. I almost forgot all about it. I'm supposed to read it this afternoon. Have you written it yet?
Well, I got a thing here I wrote for the...
Oh, thank you. Let me have it. Well, thank you for reminding me.
Yes, but that...
Oh, I'm sure it's
that's not right.
Oh, shucks. That nabbit there, women the limit. I don't know what it's been coming to here, Red.
He's all fussed up about something.
Well, I know. I'm not talking about that. Here, she wants a box of crackers. He could just as well have took these crackers along or not. That's what's wrong with the company. People with this country, people want everything delivered. Everybody. Well, you can take them through it tomorrow morning.
I ain't going to take them tomorrow
morning. Well, you'll be along that way anyway. It won't hurt at all for you to drop it off there. Of course, the trouble is, if we do it once, you'd expect it every time.
Yeah.
Taking a box of sardines up there.
That's why Oliver's doing all the business with the cash and carry.
Yes, well, we'll have to look into that sometime. But say, let's get busy on that article for the paper.
I just gave that to Miss Plum to read at the women's club.
Well, you give it to Miss Plum?
Certainly. It's about the music contest, ain't it? It'll save me from writing one.
Oh, but you darn fool, that had on it about Professor Thistlewaite's baby. Maybe he wants us to keep it a secret.
Shucks, he wouldn't ask us to put it in the paper, would he, if he wanted to keep it secret?
No, I reckon that's right. But shakes alive, we ought to have something to put in the paper.
Well, you can call up the editor and tell him about Mr. Hertz skipping out of town with that Spanish dancer.